Mother Waldron Park in Kaka'ako is lined with makeshift encampments along its perimeter. 45-year-old Agnes Totoa is getting ready to move her family's belongings.
The cops, they come here in the morning, they tell us we have to get all our stuff out and we can't have certain things, wagons, or it depends. I'm just tired of it because they're mean to us. They don't think so, but they're mean.
The Totoa family lived at the homeless shelter for the 90-day limit and was later swept out of the Kaka'ako waterfront park. 24-year-old Shanice Na'o has three young children and lives with Totoa's nephew. The police wake them up in the middle of the night, shining flashlights in their faces.
You know, we are actual human beings that has feelings. They call us cockroaches. They say we're a bother. It frustrates us, it hurts us, you know. We wake up, we cry, and it hurts. And you know, we have to travel with our kids, and that's hard, you know.
Alani Apio has been working with the houseless in Makali, Waimanalo, and Waianae. He says all of us need to embrace the houseless and help them to find a way to self-regulate in safe zones.
What the houseless need, at a very basic level, the majority of them, is an ability to be in a community of some kind, even if that community is living under, you know, tarps and tents in the middle of Kaka'ako.
Darcy Scharzenstein is a volunteer who helped with the 2018 point-in-time count in Waianae. She says Ohana zones are promising if we honor their design and leadership.
As long as it's driven by the people who are going to be living in Ohana zones or safe communities, I think that's the key to building those communities properly and for the long term.
But earlier in the week, Mayor Kirk Caldwell told reporters that homeless sweeps will continue, and the goal is to wear down those who choose to live on the streets and break the law.
And when they violate those laws, we are going to go after them, whoever they are, whether you have a home or not. And in fact, we're looking at additional tools that strengthen our ability to do more in places like Waikiki on the west side. And my hope is that some of those folks who refuse to go into shelter and follow rules will give up and move in and follow rules.
But American Civil Liberties Union staff attorney Wookie Kim says the government's treatment of the homeless is being monitored.
With each day, the city and the state are passing laws that basically expand the web that can possibly entrap the homeless. And we will be looking out for how this is actually implemented and what those laws actually look like.
Meanwhile, Na'o and her family intend to continue to live on the streets because they have nowhere else to go.
We try to stay civil every day, but these cops with the harassing, it's tiring.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.